We turn now to a singer-songwriter who lives in Vancouver but became a U.S. citizen so she could make music in the States. As Joanna Chapman Smith discovered, if you want to perform in America and you don't have a U.S. passport, that can pose problems, NPR's Daniel Zwerdling reports.
Joanna Chapman Smith seems like she's on her way from one stage of her life to another.
I used to dream of leaving the city, of going to New Zealand and living off the land under the sky.
She's 26. She lives in a group house that looks like she's still in college.
Hi.
There's a jumble of secondhand furniture, dirty dishes in the sink. She has a tiny room on the second floor.
There's basically no room for you to sleep.
I sleep with the percussion. Yeah, and then hiding behind the door is the other pile, is the things in the case.
I didn't even see that.
So there's the saxophone and the mandolin and the slide guitar.
Her room doesn't show it, but Joanna Chapman Smith is starting to take off. It's just that she's not taken off yet in the United States.
Things are gonna go wrong. Things are gonna go wrong.
But the morning I stopped by, she was getting ready for a concert tour in Europe. A Canadian critic called her latest album an exceptional collection of songs by a creative and skilled vocalist.
Things are gonna feel bad.
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 I'm gonna get hurt. Sometimes things are gonna feel bad.
Chapman Smith's musical odyssey began in Toronto. She says back when she was in high school, one of her teachers persuaded her to sing at open mic night at a cafe, and it hit her. This is going to be my life.
I just remember that charged feeling. There's this energy that's just alive, and there's all these bodies in the room. The place is packed, and then the hands start to shake, and the breath starts to get shallow, and I have to pee a million times. So I keep getting up and getting down, getting up to do that. Yeah, then I finally got up there, and you know those moments in life where things sort of fall together and you just feel like you're in the right place in the right time?
Do you remember one of the songs you sang?
I'll bring out the guitar for this.
Hear the tears from my eyes, hit the drums, dear friends, for we soon will die. Hear the tears from my eyes, hit the drums, dear friends, for we soon will die. Here in the strict city streets, we've been raised to follow on the sidewalks, walking down to the great building, stretching up ever high, leading on to the way where we're meant to thrive.
And you wrote this when you were 16?
Yep.
It's hard to type Chapman Smith's music, and some critics seem to think that could make it harder to market. But Chapman Smith loves being hard to define, including the way she looks. Her mother's Italian-American. Her father's from New Zealand.
I have this sort of multi-ethnic look. Yeah, it's sort of just ambiguously Eastern European.
Middle Eastern, yeah. You could be all kinds of.
If we're talking terrorists, my older brother, one of his first roles, he's an actor, one of his first roles was playing a terrorist.
And she says she has always refused to tailor her identity, her looks, her music, anything, just to please somebody. But Joanna Chapman Smith recently gave in. She reluctantly changed who she is. And she says, you know why? If you want to make it as a singer, you need to sing in the United States, but try to cross the border without a U.S. passport.
The border is a bit of a terror.
A lot of Americans don't realize this, but since 9/11, even friendly Canadians next door have sometimes had problems trying to enter the States. For instance, you want to sing in Seattle? Chapman Smith discovered she had to get a special visa. And if you can't wait months and months to get it, you have to pay $1,000 for a rush order. Chapman Smith says some people she knows have been blocked at the border. I talked to two of her friends. One is a well-known juggler. The other teaches arts to kids. They were supposed to work at a famous summer festival in Oregon. But they say when they drove up to the border, U.S. immigration agents pulled them out of line, questioned them for an hour, And then the U.S. agents turned them away. They apparently didn't have the right visa.
Where are you from? Or better yet, where are your parents from? Or should I ask, after your particles, your ashes and your dust? These arbitrary lines, they're getting in my way.
This past year, Chapman Smith became a U.S. citizen. So now she can cross the line between the two countries and make music whenever she wants. And she says suddenly everything's different, at least at the border.
Before, they're always asking the question suspiciously, where are you going today? But now they're like, welcome, hey, you're one of us. And for me, the most exciting thing was the eagle on the passport. The whole thing exudes USA, you know.
Joanna Chapman Smith celebrated just a few weeks ago. She performed for two nights in Boston as an American.
I try to get it right, but it feels so right to get it wrong. Why get it right when it feels much better just to get along?
Joanna Chapman Smith's latest album is called Contraries. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.
Well, I visited family, but
and you can hear songs from that latest album at nprmusic.org.
But there's a hole in the bottom. I just can't make any better without first making it break. I try.